ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। शृण्वतां स्वकता कृष्णः पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना, हृद्यन्तस्थो ह्यभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। कृष्ण हु प्यूरिफाइज बाय द प्रोसेसेस ऑफ हियरिंग एंड चैंटिंग, हु इज द बेनिफैक्टर ऑफ द डिवोटीज हु हियर अबाउट हिम, एंटर्स द हार्ट्स ऑफ द डिवोटीज एंड डिस्ट्रॉयज देयर सिंस। यस्याखिलामीवहभिः सुमङ्गलैः वाचो विमिश्रा गुणकर्म जन्मभिः, प्राणन्ति शुम्भन्ति पुनन्ति वै जगत्, यास्तद्विरक्ता शवशोभनामताः। ऑल सिंस आर डिस्ट्रॉयड एंड ऑल गुड फॉर्चून इज क्रिएटेड बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड्स क्वालिटीज, एक्टिविटीज एंड अपियरेंसेस, एंड वर्ड्स दैट डिस्क्राइब दीज थ्री थिंग्स एनिमेट, ब्यूटिफाई एंड प्यूरिफाई द वर्ल्ड। ऑन द अदर हैंड, वर्ड्स बिरेफ्ट ऑफ हिज ग्लोरीज आर लाइक द डेकोरेशंस ऑन अ कॉर्प्स। शृण्वतां गृणतां वीर्यान् युद्धामानि हरेर्मुहुः, यथा सुजातया भक्त्या शुद्धेन्यात्मव्रतादिभिः। One who constantly hears and chants about the activities of the Lord, which can destroy sin, purifies his soul by that bhakti. One cannot achieve such purification merely by observing vows and performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. Srinvanti ghayanti grananti abhikshanasah swaranti nandanti tavehitam janah taev pashyanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. Persons who constantly hear, sing, speak, remember and sing to others about your activities, they alone, without delay, are able to see your lotus feet, which destroy the influence of material existence.
Jai Shri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopika Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadakam Ki Jai Ganga Jamuna Tulsi Bhaktivi Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Samavetta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Go Premanandi All Glories to Some of the Devotees All Glories to Some of the Devotees All glories to the Sama devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namani Namaste Saraswata Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashacharesha Tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadanha Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Still reading from 11 chapter 2 verse 47. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general is called a prakrita bhakta, a materialistic devotee, and is considered to be in the lowest position. Where do we get to here? Okay. Srila Madhvacharya notes, Vishnu upekshakam sarve vidvishant adikam sura patant avasamtamasi harina taischa patitaha. All the demigods are extremely inimical to one who does not respect Lord Vishnu. Such a person is pushed into the darkest regions by the Lord as well as by the demigods. From this statement by Srila Madhvacharya, the devotional sentiments of the demigods can be understood. It is stated that in the supreme liberation achieved by an Uttama Adhikari, the most exalted devotee of the Lord, the devotee enjoys transcendental bliss in the direct association of the Lord and the demigods. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, since a Kanishta Adhikari who cannot properly respect other devotees will certainly fail to offer respects to ordinary living entities who are not even devotees, a Kanishta Adhikari is useless for practical preaching work unless he comes to a higher platform of understanding. Srila Jiva Goswami says, Iyam cha shraddha na shastarta tav adharana jata. Because the Kanishta Adhikari's faith is not actually based on the statements of Vedic literature, he cannot understand the exalted position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead within everyone's heart. Therefore, he cannot actually manifest love of Godhead, nor can he understand the exalted position of the devotees of the Lord. Krishna is so glorious that Krishna's intimate associates must also be glorious, but this is unknown to the Kanishta Adhikari. Similarly, the essential qualification of a Vaishnav, which is to offer all respects to others, is also conspicuous by its absence in the Kanishta Adhikari. Such a person, however, has faith in the Vedic literatures and tries to understand the statements of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will gradually be elevated to the second and first class stages of devotional service. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, a Kanishta Adhikari should very seriously engage in regulated worship of the deity. The deity is a particular incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna can present himself before the worshipper in five different manifestations, namely his original form as Krishna, Para, his quadruple expansion, Vyuha, his pastime incarnation, Vaibhava, Supersoul, Antaryami, and the deity, Archa. Within the deity form is the Supersoul, who in turn is included within the Lord's pastime forms. The Supreme Lord's Vaibhava Prakash is a emanation from the Chatur Vyuha. This quadruple expansion of the Lord is situated within the Supreme Truth, Vasudeva, who himself is situated within the Swayam Prakash Tattva. This Swayam Prakash consists of expansions of the ultimate Swayam Rupa Tattva, the original form of Krishna within Goloka Vrindavan in the spiritual sky. This hierarchy of the expansions of the Supreme Lord in the spiritual world is realized even within the material world in terms of one's eagerness to render service to the Lord. A beginner in the lowest stage of devotional service should try to dedicate all his activities to the satisfaction of the Lord and cultivate the worship of Krishna in the temple. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, all the plenary expansions of the Supreme Lord mentioned above descend into the world and enter within the deity, who exhibits the function of Supersoul by accompanying the daily life of the Vaishnava. Although the Vaibhava or pastime expansions of the Lord incarnate at specific times, the Supersoul and deity forms are constantly available for the spiritual advancement of the devotees in this world. As one comes to the Madhyam Adhikari platform, one is able to understand the expansions of the Supreme Lord, whereas the Kanishta Adhikari's entire knowledge of the Lord is limited to the deity. Nonetheless, Krishna is so kind that to encourage even the lowest class of Vaishnavas, he condenses all of his various forms into the deity, so that by worshipping the deity, the Kanishta Adhikari devotee is worshipping all the forms of the Lord. As the devotee makes advancement, he can understand these forms as they appear in their own way, both within this world and in the spiritual sky. As long as one remains on the third class platform, one has no transcendental appreciation of the blissful reality of the Supreme Lord's paraphernalia and entourage. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with King Prataparudra when the king, upon receiving an outer cloth from the Lord, immediately installed it as a deity, began to worship it as being as good as the Lord himself. Lord Shiva himself has stated, Tasmat Paracharam Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Worship of the paraphernalia, entourage, or the devotees of the Lord is even better than worship of the Lord, because the Lord is more pleased to worship by worship of his devotees and entourage than by worship of himself personally. According to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the inability of the Kanishtha Adhikari to appreciate the Lord's devotees, entourage, and paraphernalia indicates that such a materialistic Vaishnava is still affected by the speculative understanding of the Karmavadis and Mayavadis, those who are dedicated to sense gratification and impersonal speculation about the Absolute. Srila Prabhupada often said that only the impersonalist desires to see Krishna alone. We desire to see Krishna with his cows, his friends, his parents, his gopis, his flute, jewelry, forest scenery, and so on. Krishna is gorgeous in the setting of Vrindavan. It is the land of Vrindavan that Lord Krishna, surrounded by so many beautiful associates, manifests his exalted, indescribable beauty. Similarly, the unique mercy of the Supreme Personality of God is exhibited in the activities of his pure devotees who selflessly travel around the universe distributing the dust particles from Krishna's lotus feet on the heads of the conditioned souls. One who is uninterested in the Lord's paraphernalia, entourage, and devotees has a stunted conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This must be due to contamination from the impersonal and sensuous understanding of life. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that after hundreds of lifetimes of faithfully worshipping the deity of Lord Vasudeva with an external paraphernalia, one realizes the true nature of his transcendental name and mantras, and the bondage of one's materialistic mentality slackens. In this way, as a Kanishtha Adhikari gradually comes to perceive the mental activities of a devotee and tries seriously to advance to a higher stage, his materialistic conceptions will go away of their own accord. He then exhibits loving service to the Supreme Personality of God and makes friendship with the devotees who are the dearmost sons of the Lord. And by appreciating the universal quality of devotional service to Krishna, he becomes very much eager to engage other innocent people in the service of the Lord. Further, as he begins to make significant advancement, he becomes inimical to anything or anyone that hinders the progress of his devotional life, and thus he avoids atheistic people who cannot benefit by good instruction. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness, founded by His Divine Grace, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya 108, Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, is so nice that anyone who helps the society immediately engages in preaching work for the Lord. Thus, there is a great facility for the members of the society to come quickly to the second class stage of devotional service. If, in the name of Krishna consciousness, one gives up preaching and instead becomes interested simply in collecting funds for maintenance, he is showing a type of envy of other living entities. This is a symptom of the third class platform. According to Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, verses 45 through 47 constitute the answer to King Nimi's two questions: what is the nature of devotional service to the Lord, and what are the specific duties of the Vaishnava? So here we have a further explanation of the Prakrita Vaishnava, or what's called the materialistic devotee, as opposed to one who is practicing pure bhakti, that is the Majjhima Adhikari. So as the explanation shows, this Kanishtha Adhikari worships the Lord, but he lacks scriptural reference or definition, and therefore his exact reasons for worship and his method of worship can be faulty, in spite of the fact that he has faith. So we see from this that knowledge is very important. If we don't have that scriptural knowledge, then we cannot advance nicely on the path towards prema. So though we sometimes think that knowledge is like jnana, and jnana is for mayavadis, etc., there's another type of jnana which is very important for the devotees. So that is the knowledge which is contained in books like the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita. So this is a different type of knowledge. When we condemn knowledge or jnana, we're condemning the impersonal jnana, which concludes in impersonal Brahman. But jnana which concludes in Bhagavan, that is favorable for our bhakti and very necessary for our bhakti. So the whole purpose of Bhagavatam is to show how Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. So it's a very important work for us to indicate the highest form of the Lord. And of course, define the Lord as distinct from the Jiva, and then show how Krishna is superior to all the other forms of the Lord. So if we can make these distinctions, then we can progress in a much better way. So this type of knowledge is necessary. Now there are cases where people who are very ignorant and whatnot can advance also. But we can say that's a case of kripa. They can advance without shastric knowledge, as in the case of Murghari the hunter. I don't think he had any scriptural knowledge at all. But he chanted the holy name and followed the instructions of Narada Muni, and 3 months he had bhava. So no scriptural knowledge. But that's a rare case, and it's due to the mercy of the great Vaishnava. In other cases, we may give the excuse, oh, he was advanced, but he was also didn't have shastric knowledge. So they say that Gorky Chardas Babaji was illiterate. But actually, he was very knowledgeable in spite of his illiteracy. So it wasn't he was completely ignorant of who Krishna is or the Bhagavatam. He had great knowledge of Bhagavatam. So in spite of the fact he couldn't read. So therefore, knowledge is usually quite necessary for our advancement. So this is actually part of Shravana. Shravana is one of the five major processes of bhakti. We hear the scripture, and particularly the Bhagavatam. But we say, the Shravanam refers to hearing the pastimes of Krishna. That's true. The Bhagavatam has that, but it's not all that in the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam also has more philosophical sections. In fact, we have like the third canto, fourth canto, fifth canto, etc. So it's not all pastimes. It's also the discussion of the position of the Lord, the position of the Jiva, and various other sadhanas in relation to bhakti. So, in other words, Shravanam of Bhagavatam means not just the pastimes and rasa, but it also means the other aspects which are also necessary for our advancement. That type of knowledge is very necessary. And therefore, this knowledge comes through devotees, and therefore the Kanishta Adhikari who doesn't give proper respect to devotees doesn't listen to this scripture. Or if he does, he'll do it independently and then come to the wrong conclusion. So therefore, it's necessary that one hears from the devotees practicing pure bhakti. And then he gets the proper conclusion, and then he can advance to the next stage, that is the Madhyama stage. It's explained here also that if this person sincerely worships and worships and worships for a very long time, without offense, then of course he can get purified and develop some taste for the Lord, and then he'll develop some sort of inclination for devotees. So that's also possible, but of course it's also risky, because equally he could also get association with Mayavadis and whatever, and then get influenced by them as well. So therefore, generally we say that the Madhyama Adhikari gives mercy to the Kanishta, and then he can advance. So that mercy means he gives him scriptural knowledge. He gets knowledge from the scriptures. And when we talk about scriptures, of course, we mean not just Vedic scriptures, but also the proper conclusion of the scriptures. So though many different philosophies accept the Vedas, such as Sankhya and Vaisheshika and Nyaya and Karma Mimamsa, they have a completely different conclusion, often atheistic. So accepting Vedic literature is not enough. We also have to get the correct conclusion. So all of this people accepting Vedas but coming to the wrong conclusion, it's of no help to us at all. It's actually useless. It's confusing. Because we may think, oh, they're following Vedas, but actually wrong conclusion. So therefore, it's misleading to think that they're great because they're following Vedas. We have to get the right conclusion also. So if you come to the wrong conclusion, this is also considered asat. And to associate with those persons is asatsanga. So not only do we have to accept the scripture, we also have to accept the correct conclusion of the scriptures, which means that we have to come in a Vaishnava Sampradaya. So though the details within the different Vaishnava Sampradayas are a little different, different explanations are given, they accept the same scriptures like Vedas and Upanishads and Puranas and Mahabharata, etc. And they have the same general conclusion. That is that Bhagavan is supreme and Jiva is a small particle of consciousness, and that the process of bhakti is the relationship and the sadhana. So all the Vaishnava Sampradayas agree to that. So they're all acceptable in that sense. Therefore, we have to not only accept the scripture, but also get the correct conclusion of the scriptures according to Sampradaya. And then we can advance. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sampradaya is a little bit different. Of course, we trace our lineage through Madhva, through Madhva's line. But actually, it's a little bit different. We have a Chinchabeda Ved instead of Dvaita philosophy, and we worship Krishna instead of Vishnu, and we have Madhurya Rasa instead of Dasya Rasa. So we have some significant differences from Madhva Sampradaya. at the same time, the basis of this is Bhagavatam. We accept Bhagavatam as the scripture, and based on that, then we conclude that Krishna's Bhagavan Swayam, and that his pastimes in Madhurya Rasa are the highest. We have to accept the scripture, plus we have to accept the correct meaning of the scripture, and we do this through various sampradayas. Now, according to the sampradaya also, there will be different realization. Certainly all the sampradayas will lead to realization of the Lord, but they'll lead to different realizations. So generally, they will lead towards Vishnu realization. But we find that Nimbarka and Vallabha and the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have Krishna as the object of realization. So, of course, they're non-different, and both are Bhagavan, so therefore there's slight difference in the realization there. And then when we come to following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have our own unique flavor to worshipping Krishna. For instance, in Madhurya Rasa, following after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the mood of Radha, and he revealed the love of Radha and Krishna to the material world. So we have our particular mood of worshipping Krishna also in Madhurya Rasa. So these are particular aspects of the Sampradaya which emphasize certain qualities of Krishna and his devotees. All this is available if we do accept the scripture through the devotees through a parampara system, a sampradaya. If we don't do that, then we could accept the scriptures, but we could come to wrong conclusions. We could end up as atheists with Sankhya philosophy, or Mayavadis with Shankar philosophy, or whatever. So we have to also accept the correct conclusions. And then again, if we want to get the Madhurya Rasa, then we'll have to go for Gaudiya Sampradaya more than others. Of course, Nimbarkas also have, I think, Swakya Madhurya also, so little difference there. So in any case, we have to accept the devotees of the Lord in a Sampradaya, and then we'll get some valuable meaning from the scripture, the correct meaning from the scripture. And through this we can advance. So the Kanishtha therefore has to come to the Madhyama level of giving respect to the devotees. This verse here says that he worships in the temple, but he doesn't give he doesn't have faith in the devotees or even other living entities. So without that faith, in the devotees, it's impossible for him to accept their conclusions. So somehow or other he has to develop faith in the devotees of the Lord, give proper respect to them. When he shows that proper respect, then he can accept the knowledge. So he has to develop an open attitude and a favorable attitude towards the devotees, and have a willingness to listen and have faith in the conclusions. Then he can advance nicely. So that is the hope for the Kanishta Adhikari, that he can, through his worship, develop some respect for the Vaishnava eventually, and then by their mercy, he can listen and he can advance nicely. If he commits offense along the way, as mentioned here in the purport, there may be influenced by karma kanda or Mayavad philosophy, then it's possible it may be offensive, and therefore it's more unlikely that he'll have faith in devotees. And even if he hears them, he won't respect that, those conclusions. He won't develop the proper faith. So therefore the Kanishta Adhikari also has to be very careful that he doesn't get polluted by these other philosophies which are unfavorable and can lead to aparad or offense. So the Kanishta Adhikari is in a rather precarious position in one sense. It's better than nothing because he's worshiping the Lord. Dangerous because he could get influenced and then develop offense and then not get mercy of devotees to advance further. And so then he ends up with some sort of namabas or namaparad even in that way. So it's not a very stable position. And therefore it's put at the bottom. Of course, this is relative because it's better than nothing. He's worshipping the Supreme Lord and he's not worshipping devatas, etc. So he's better than people who worship devatas. He's better than people that don't do anything. But among the Vaishnavas, he's put in the lowest category. So the next category, the Madhyama, is the safe stage. Because he accepts, he has faith in the devotees, he accepts the proper conclusion of the scriptures, and he develops steadiness in his devotion. Reaches a stable stage. In terms of bhakti, we have sadhu sangha, and then bhajana kriya, anarshana vritti, and then nishta. So the kanishta has to get sadhu sangha, then he begins the process, and gradually he gets to nishta, or steadiness, through that association and practice of bhakti in the proper way. When he gets to the Madhyama stage and gets to Nishta, that's a safe position for him. And from there he can go further, whatever. Various obstacles are there in the beginning. And therefore, in nectar devotion, we have this other classification of faith, unsteady faith, komala shraddha, and then faith which is a little better than that, and we have very deep faith, which is called the uttama. We can say that the Madhyama will also go through those type of stages. He will get association, have a little bit faith. If he doesn't have too much knowledge, it's komala. When he develops more knowledge, then he develops a little more steadiness, though he cannot defeat other arguments. And then when he gets more knowledge and he develops deep faith, then he can actually convince other people. And that's called the uttama. So that's a good preacher. The other people are not so good preachers, but they may try. The komala may get defeated and then lose his faith. So that's not so good. The Madhyama may get defeated and he cannot answer properly, so then that's also not so good. But at least he doesn't waver in his faith. But then the Uttama there, he can actually convince others because of his deep faith and his deep knowledge of scripture. So there we see that the knowledge of scripture is quite important for the development of faith.
But even that knowledge of scripture, we should not think it's something intellectual. Just I'll read all these books and then I'll become an uttam. So certainly we need the knowledge, but we also need the devotees. And a combination gives the proper knowledge of the scripture. So therefore, we emphasize again the association of devotees here at the Madhyama stage. He hears from the superior devotees and associates and exchanges with the equal devotees, and he preaches to those who are less advanced. So that is a very good stage to come to, the Madhyama level, where he's reached the Nishta stage. Of course, when he first starts the Madhyama stage, he probably won't be Nishta, but hopefully, very quickly, he'll end up with that Nishta stage, and he'll also develop great knowledge of scripture, etc. So he'll become an Uttama in terms of, you know, knowledge of scripture, etc., and faith.
Gracias.